When Mikhail Gorbachev was placed under house arrest by his enemies last week, he used the name of God to curse them, although officially he and they profess that there is no God. Did he perhaps also use the name of God in prayer? Did Boris Yeltsin? We're told that Yeltsin is originally from Siberia. Might he be familiar with the proverb from that region? The one that says, "You don't know what prayer is until you've been on Lake Baikal in the fall of the year." In time of danger, God urges us to turn to Him. He is the one who ultimately rules the storm, whether in nature or in a nation. And when, like the disciples in the sinking boat, we call out to Jesus, we call to the God who's been in the same boat with us. He shared our human experience. And this Jesus, who knows our hearts, has a heart for us, a heart that was pierced both by Roman steel and the condemnations we sinners deserved. The same Lord who invites our prayers makes it possible for us to come to Him when life's storms are crashing all around.